We spent 3 years looking at scientific literature, and the scientific literature is virtually unanimous, Bill, about the dangers of thimerosal and the links between thimerosal and the an epidemic of neurological disorders that are now afflicting American children. ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language delay, hyperactivity disorder, ASD, and autism, all of which began in 1989, which was the year that they changed the vaccine schedule. And we've seen animal studies, toxicological studies, clinical studies, cadaver studies. They all say the
But you're not thing. Anti-vax. You vaccinate your...
I am
your...
very pro-vaccine.
Right. You just want to get the mercury. Yeah,
I had all my kids vaccinated. I want to see government policies that promote full coverage vaccines. The only way to do that is to have safe vaccines and to have a credible regulatory process with regulators with integrity. And we don't have that today. And
A lot of the movie that I saw is about how the CDC is corrupt. But even if the CDC is corrupt, why is the World Health Organization and the National Academy of Sciences and the American Pediatrician Society and scientists from other countries, why are they lining up on the other side of the issue?
The CDC really kind of controls the field. And CDC, let me explain what's happening at CDC, because then you can see how it is pervasive in these other bureaucratic institutions. So there's been four separate scathing federal studies about the CDC, and all of them by the United States Senate, United States Congress, the Inspector General of HHS, and the Office of Research Integrity last year, they paint a picture of CDC as a cesspool of corruption, as an organization that's been completely taken over by the vaccine industry. And there's two divisions at CDC where the corruption is most important. The first is the division that chooses which vaccines to add to the schedule. So when you and I were kids, we got 3 to 5 vaccines. My kids got 57 inoculations from 16 vaccines. Why did that happen? Why are new vaccines added to the schedule? And there are 271 new vaccines in the CDC pipeline that are due to be added to that schedule. In 1989, it suddenly became very, very lucrative to put a vaccine on the schedule, because the year before, Congress made it illegal for Americans to sue vaccine companies, no matter how badly injured they were from the vaccines. They gave them a shield against any liability. Suddenly, vaccines became very, very lucrative. And you've got the federal government ordering 200 million people to buy your product. There is no advertising, no marketing, and you can't be sued. So those new vaccines worth $1 billion a year to some of these companies. We would hope that the people who add those vaccines to the schedule would be kind of geeky science types who are only concerned with human health. But that's not how it works. Most of them are vaccine industry insiders, and I'm going to give you an example. In 1999, Dr. Paul Offit, who's the consummate vaccine...
Yeah, I've seen him on TV.
Yeah,
sure.
And he's the leading face for the vaccine industry. He sat on one of these committees that added the rotavirus vaccine to the schedule. And he owned a rotavirus patent. So 6 years later, he was able... And he voted. He didn't recuse himself. He voted to add them to the schedule. 6 years later, he sold his patent for $182 million. He told Newsweek that it was like winning the lottery. So the Inspector General's report said that 64% of the people who sit on those committees have the same kind of conflicts that Dr. Offit had, and that as many as 97% of them may have those conflicts because they didn't fill out their conflict disclosure forms.